the ANC remains on the rack in the court of public opinion, where it's judged to still be allowing high-level corruption to flourish. Citizens also remain angered by the response of President Cyril Ramaphosa's administration to the public violence which erupted in several cities in July. Political analyst and author of several books about the party, Dr. Ralph Mateka, has predicted that the ANC will lose power before the decade's out.
You have problems that you have quite compounded to a point where now you have multiple inquiries demonstrating the weakness within the ANC. You have got the party that is not well aligned to actually deal with decisively with the scourge of corruption.
He points out that many of those in the ANC tasked with fighting graft are themselves implicated in financial crimes. With about 6 weeks to go before the election, the ANC doesn't know who its candidates are in many municipalities. Professor Ivor Sarakinsky of the Wits University School of Governance says this chaos shows how much the party's decayed since it became South Africa's first democratically elected government in 1994.
You end up in a situation where large numbers of ANC votes aren't in the system. And that means that in those municipalities, the ANC could be significantly weakened as a result of low voter turnout. The ANC should be really, really worried about this, and it should be a wake-up call.
Mateka says the party's always relied on money from secret sources, but new legislations hampering its efforts to fund campaigns.
The ANC is also going into a very unfamiliar electoral environment whereby we now have transparency regarding party finance. That means anyone who wants to finance the party now knows that their name will be known according to the new law. So all of these things are making it very difficult for the party to hang on. The ANC is barely hanging in the key metros in this country.
The party's branches are also riven by infighting, with members battling to be on ANC lists that could give them access to lucrative jobs. Sarakinsky says the ANC's made a habit of appointing city officials based not on their skills and competence, but on their influence in the party.
If it appoints the wrong people as candidates, those who thought they should have got the job will break away and set themselves up in other structures. That's a sign of a dynamic, evolving political system, and I can't think of anything bad to say about it.
The ANC lost power long ago to the Democratic Alliance in Cape Town. Once the party loses other big cities, such as Johannesburg and Pretoria, says Mateka, it'll set off a snowball effect, and the ANC will lose municipalities across South Africa.
They've been losing 3% election on election. Now the branches are divided because leaders are tearing each other apart. The party cannot even offer a coherent campaign platform. But it does not matter very much the date that they slip below that 51%. The ANC is no longer hegemonic as we speak.
He's convinced the ANC is doomed to become a party that's popular in a few provinces and cities, but no longer strong enough to govern the whole country. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.